Hey guys, welcome to the Budcast. I wanted to do a blunt today. I was actually going to go buy one, but the one that I wanted to buy, they did not have. They ran out. Just to go show how popular it was, I checked that 2 days ago. Yeah. And they ran out in 2 days. But I went out and I got hemp leaf wraps. I have a thing against tobacco. So I wanted to do something different. Just finishing up my roll here. I've never rolled a blunt before. I tried earlier. There's a stem inside and it ripped the cloth. Whatever, just like this one's kind of ripping. I'm just finishing off.
It kind of looks like those, what are they? The little smashed up fruit roll thing.
Oh yeah,
like the organic ones.
Yeah,
they're just a very thick dark colored wrap.
That's where the mouth goes.
That smell really good.
Yeah, I got honey and mango.
The mango smells just like a mango and I want to bite it.
Oh yeah, I got, it was $2. Each pack comes with two.
So, do you think they're flavored?
I don't know. But they are the high hemp organic wraps. They are GMO.
Can I like free. Mango?
It doesn't taste like anything. It just tastes like hemp. They taste the
Did
same.
Did you lick the mango already?
Yeah. Just give it kind of a final tamp. It kind of came out on the end. Like I said, this is my first time ever rolling a blunt.
So, the names, like Maui Mango and then the Honey.
Yeah.
What's the point of those?
I have no idea. I think it might be burn flavor. Or just scent.
Scented joint?
It's not a joint. It's a blunt.
Whatever.
Okay, well, I'm going to light up. You want to light up?
Burns differently.
Yeah. It's kind of neat. It's got a good, like, nasally kind of flavor. Before this, we did dab, so we are dab in. Maybe I can add this butt crashes. Here we go. what do you think?
I think it has a burn flavor.
No, it reminds me of just a big joint. But I do get, like, a, let's switch. Like, if you go out your nose, it does feel a little different. Yours is a little blander.
Switch hands.
Where I feel like mine's a little sweet.
Make my nose burn now.
I don't know, I like it. But I don't know if I'll ever buy it again. I think that was kind of hard for me to roll. I can roll joints.
It does have,
but
like,
it's a weird kind of a taste.
Like when you said to blow out of your nose, I was blowing out of just my nose, and you can kind of taste it or smell it. I don't know.
I think this is sweeter. Like, it makes the Dirty Girl taste better to me than the Dirty Girl was kind of a, I guess,
weird.
It was a weird taste. It was very keefy. You know, I'll give like a 5 on the quality. You know, it's $24 an ounce. So it's just to roll. you know, you're rolling joints and shit with it. Now, I'm kind of weird. I do actually grind my shake. So, I've been working on that. But it is the Dirty Girl. It's an 18%. It's a 70-30 mix. It's a sativa strong, so it's 70% sativa. THCA is only 17.21%, plus a THC content of 15%. So it's not that much. You know, it's it's just rolling. Roll a joint, you'll be happy.
This does take the harshness away. It's not as harsh as a joint.
That could also be just be the paper. The paper's the harsh part, rather than the joint or the butt itself. You know, is this still hot?
Like, if you're wanting a nice smoke cloud, this is the way to do it.
The same.
I don't know. For me, it's easier.
Yeah, I mean, you might be able to roll these better than I can, because you got nails and skinny fingers and... Yeah, I was just trying to see if the water cooled it down. You need your mic.
I'm good.
No? You're good?
Still be heard.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, you know, I don't know. I want more practice on blunt rolling. If you guys have any tips, I'd be more than happy to hear them. I like these. I'm going to use these.
We should have a contest.
Who can roll the best?
Who can roll the most?
Who can roll the most? I feel like I can make a real skinny one with the rest of this. We should have a contest who can smoke the most.
Please, no.
Please, no. I feel like I can roll, like, a nice pinner like this. I did roll, like, I had a stick in the first one, and it tore the side, and then after that, the rest of it just started splitting, because I had it pretty tight, and so I kind of lost one wrap, but maybe, just maybe, we can get that to fucking work. Yeah, our basement's pretty cloudy, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I got smoke in my eye.
So good for hotboxing.
See, they are smokier.
Yeah, well, it's bigger. It's a bigger amount.
Not too much.
It's, instead of like a half gram joint, this is like a full gram joint, but you're able to smoke it better because it's bigger. It's not, you know, like a king size. Our cat stared at us. Well, there's a video.
She's judging us.
And this guy, he was like, I was smoking a blunt in my room. My dog came in, and the dog's pulling its bed out of the dude's room. It's like he's judging me. That was funny.
I'm sure they're sensitive to the smell. They're probably enjoying it.
Stoned out of their mind. Sleeping. So, you want me to buy these again?
Yeah, they were fun.
Yeah.
How much were they, you said?
$2 a pack.
And you get two.
Two.
Rolls,
it's like a dollar.
Pack?
It's a
okay.
Dollar a
yeah.
One.
I'd say yes.
The Main Street has palm leaf instead of hemp leaf. That's $3 for two. So it's a little bit more, but it's palm leaf. You can try that.
So, I know you said the rose petals need to be...
You have to, like, put them in the oven for, like, 175 degrees for, like, 2 minutes. Yeah, but you gotta kind of slowly dry them out.
I was thinking, what if you just, you know, laid them out and then took some of our infused coconut oil, stuck them together that way, and then roll it.
Or you can just use wax. I've seen people where they take wax and they string it out into long strings and they actually coil it around. Yeah.
Yeah. Could do that.
I'm getting pretty high.
That would actually be a really good idea. Lay out the wax, sprinkle in the flour, wrap it up, and then it's sticky, so you just stick the rose petal to
it. I'll have to show you next time I see on Instagram a nice joint or a nice blunt. Usually they have it all just wrapped up and stuff, and it's called like a cactus. It's where, you know, like, it's all prickly with a bunch of keef and weed on the outside.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah. This is cool. I just want to get better at it, I guess. It's a practice.
We haven't needed to light these at all.
No, it's continuous burn.
Mm-hmm.
That is. And, you know, it's yeah, it's continuous. I'm fucking high.
Yeah.
I mean, we did do the dab, like I said before, but that was like half hour ago.
Small.
It was a small. We shared one. It was a pretty hot burn, so it was like three poles and it was done. But that was my good old Bruce Banner from Sticky Frog, which mentioned me, by the way, on Instagram, so that's kind of cool. He used one of my pictures. You can check that out at the official Budcast. Follow me. I'll follow you back. Yeah, this is good. Definitely down for...
Okay, so who makes these?
The people that make these is High Hemp. And you can go to High... Yeah, www.highhempwraps.com, all one word. Visit their thing. It does say no minors, so do not sell to minors. She did have to check my ID just for this. It was kind of funny. Legal herbal blends. Yeah, it's cool. I'll definitely buy this again, and I will follow them on Instagram.
Watch out for sticks.
Yeah. That's also partly why I also grind my shake. It gives me a chance to get the sticks out of there or get them ground up to bits to where it's not a hindrance. It did go out. So mine did go out, but I did leave it unattended for pretty much the whole time I was talking about the high hemp wrap. So that minute of me not puffing on it, it did go out. Because, I mean, I was puffing on mine like every 15 seconds. Oh. Yeah. I will definitely buy more of these. I'll probably just buy about $20 worth. Bright sunshiny day.
Can we turn it off?
Yeah. Kind of forgot that we were still recording. Anyway, go get yourself a organic hemp wrap if you want to try a blunt and like you're like me and don't want to do tobacco.
Okay, another question.
Answer. I forgot what I was talking about.
Being a... Does hemp have THC?
No. Hemp is strictly part of the CBD side, and it's, you know, it's pretty much usually non-psychoactive.
Okay.
It's the same...
So it's just health benefit.
It's the same plant. It's, you know, cannabis, but it's the hemp side.
Okay.
Yeah. From my understanding. I could be wrong, but it's from my understanding you have your...
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Back to what I was saying. If you are like me and don't want to smoke tobacco, these hemp wraps are pretty cool. They do smell fantastic, and they did actually lighten the bad taste that we got from this particular dirty girl, and it did make it less harsh. We got a bad taste from a dirty girl. No figure. All right. Bye. Oh, I gotta... Shit.